This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our Salem Media Group flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and across America on our Salem Media Group affiliates, our Talk America radio stations, our Megatalk radio, and leading independent stations located at or near our nation's military bases. And a special shout out to George, Adam, and Matt up at GCN Live Network and around the world via the internet, where many of our great military men and women are listening to us right now. And thanks for your service to America, plus to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers too. Thanks for your service to America, for the nation's truckers that are out there tonight. Thanks for the great job you're doing moving the goods that America needs to market. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch, the Captain America's ThirdWatch.com website. And here she is, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor.
Good morning, Captain, and I'll tell you, because we are closer to Christmas than I thought, I'm going to start some special messages every night so people be online. And by the way, blessings, the special blessing starts tomorrow night, the general one, and it's going to be different. It's going to be a prayer before it, and I'll be prayed up, so be sure to be online the next few nights. My messages are going to be a little bit different, a little bit deeper. They should be. Okay. So let's get started on this. Remember, the special blessings, and then I'll try to follow up with the names the next night. Okay, this is a true story that so rocked my world. I know it will yours, too. It ended up good. All right, let me go with it. This is a true story, again. Horatio Spafford was a prosperous lawyer and Presbyterian church elder. In 1871, he and his wife, Anna, suffered tragic losses in the Chicago fire. In November of 1873, Anna and their children set sail for Europe with a group of friends. Horatio stayed home to take care of business. On December 2nd, he received a telegram from his wife that began, "Saved alone. What shall I do?" He learned that the ship had collided with a British vessel and sunk. Now listen to this. Their four daughters drowned, all four, and Anna, his wife, survived. He left for England to bring Anna back home. En route, while sailing on the ship, he wrote the lyrics to a song that would become a very, very great anthem to the providence of God. And I will need to tell you real quick, you don't need to cry, because their life took a turn. Here we go, a turn. And they served God in a mighty way after this. But the song is, and most of you know it, "It Is Well With My Soul." When peace like a river attendeth my way, if I get through this, it'd be a miracle. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, you have taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials can come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ has regarded my helpless estate, and he shed his own blood for my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole. It's nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. It's hard to get through. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And Lord, haste the day when my face shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. What a song. And I'm telling you, to think that he could write that after the tragedy, just think of losing all of your children at the same time. But there's an ending to this that I have to add. And I hope that we would also know that God brings goodness out of sorrow. He does. and they became, they moved near Jerusalem, and they together started a ministry to help everybody in need. They helped thousands and thousands of people. A hotel still stands today with the words on it, "It is well with my soul." And they were able to minister to other people because most people didn't even go through all that. So the reason that I give these little stories is because, you know, and especially at Christmas, we have losses, we have things, we have illnesses, but God can work them out. You know that when you heard, when we heard Bill today, Bill Bunkley, you know, God heals. And this is a hard time of the year. This is the time when we have met many, for some reason, I don't know why the holidays, it just happens. I myself, we lose loved ones or we're ill or what. I don't know why. I don't have the answers, but I know that God can work good out of it all. And this is a true story. I didn't make this one up. I have a lot of them, by the way. This is the time to give them. But I want to encourage everyone to try to stay online right through. I know the captain's going to be on New Year's Eve. Excuse me, New Year's. I'm into New Year's already. Well, he's going to probably be on then, too. But Christmas Eve, because I'm going to give a very special message that you all, it's for all of you. But in the meantime, God bless you all. Remember that He does care. God sees everything. I don't have the answers as to why things happen, but they seem to work out to where we become, if we don't become bad, we become a better person. For me, I'm a stronger person for the things I've been through. I don't want anybody feeling sorry for anything I've been through because I'm stronger. Certainly, it connects you to God and to others. You're able to tell somebody else, well, you don't have to cry because I've been through that. You know, thank God for my prayer line. People understand that others go through sometimes things worse. So God bless you all. And remember, tomorrow night starts the special blessing. It will be different. I'm going to put a prayer before it, and I will be prayed up before it, I promise you. I won't go to sleep before it. I will be prayed up. So God bless you all in the meantime. And, Captain, God bless you also for all that you do at this time of the year. Thank you so much.
All righty, that's Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. I forgot to turn my mic on there. But anyway, apparently, the path to putting a Democrat in the White House runs through God. No, that's not me saying God favors Republicans. But it's essentially the argument from the foul-mouthed DNC chairman Tom Perez. He's uncomfortable with the fact that church-going people disapprove of Democratic candidates motivated in large part by their conviction of issues of life and death. In other words, convictions about abortion. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about, 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
That's what we've been doing for 15 years here.
Weekdays at 3 on AM 930, The Answer.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And what do 285,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you ask? How about they all trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting? Because for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro-Second Amendment attorneys, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. Now, not only do their members have the peace of mind knowing that they're protected against crushing legal fees, but they also give their members access to exclusive world-class training so you can carry with confidence knowing that you have life-saving training and education on your side, because we all know we now live in a world where we're being forced to act in self-defense has now become a clear and present reality, and nobody should have to go it alone. So, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there for your chance to win your free gun a day giveaway. And while you're there, check out the opportunity to become a member and get $474 worth of free stuff right off the bat for joining. All right. You know, a lot of stuff taking place right now in the world in which we live, none of which is any the least important than the other. And this situation we had down here in Florida with this jihadist, let's see if I can bring this up and see what he had to say. Here we go. This is the story about South Florida, where this member of CARE actually managed to send bomb-making information to a whole bunch of supporters of violent jihad. Let's see if I can bring this up. It's a news story, and I'm, as is always the case, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. Let's see here. Let's try it again. Might work this time. Then again, it might not. Yeah, it's taking forever to bring this up. The computer is very slow right now. So what I'll do is I'll back out of that, and we'll try something different. But the fact of the matter is, we have so much going on in the world in which we live right now, and it's an amazing place, okay, with the Congress going after the president and the president going after the Congress. And even though turnaround is fair play, we know what's going on. We know what they're trying to do. The Democrats are trying to do everything they can to go after this president and make him an irrelevant president, and trying to change the course of public opinion. But none of that is happening right now. None of that is happening. And, of course, Mitch McConnell is actually allowing the president to take the lead on the government shutdown so that he doesn't have to fall victim, I guess. But, again, Mitch McConnell is kind of, he's been good with getting the judges through, but that's been about it. That's been about it. So we'll just wait and we'll see what happens with this shutdown. It may happen. It may not happen. And by the way, don't forget that today is when Lieutenant General Mike Flynn goes up to be heard for his sentencing. And I'm not sure how that's going to work out, but a lot of people are saying that he's going to be released. And we'll see. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. And if he is, that's fine too. I got no problem with that. I don't really think he's done anything all that horrible. But then again, that's just me. What do I know? And let's see here. I'm looking at something else that's just popped up on the screen. Bear with me a second. Live radio, and we always have a lot of stuff that takes place in the middle of the night. So we try to decipher this as best we can. The journalist who broke the news of the Steele dossier calls many of its claims largely false, but he also says that it probably will never be proven. Well, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? And by the way, Nikki Haley, who is really solid, rock solid, and, of course, she is our U.N. ambassador. She's done such a great job for the country. It's not funny. And let's see what Nikki had to say here, because here is something that
artificial intelligence helps us meet.
She said yesterday. I'll put that down a little bit because we've got to let this go by. Apparently, there's a commercial in front of what Nikki had to say. Figures, right? But anyway, Nikki Haley had some really good things to say yesterday about the United Nations and about what's going on there with the Russians, and how she's been working very hard to try to make all of this work, and I think it's all good. Okay, let's go here. Let's see where we're at. Okay, here we go. Let's get this going. This should be it. Was on the Sean Hannity show.
Let's take here for a second. You know, my good friend Devin Nunes, he actually is very smart, and he wrote in 2014 that the Russians were going to try to impact our elections and create chaos. I don't think anybody disagrees that they have. I believe all of that is true. But I also know that, you know, for decades, we have also been hacked many times within our government. And I am beyond frustrated that we allow that to happen to us. We have the intelligence to stop that. We haven't done it. But my question is about Putin. Of course, he's a hostile actor, a hostile regime. But how do we manage? He's got ICBMs pointed at us. We haven't pointed at him. How do we manage that, knowing what they try to do to us?
I think exactly
in the way that the president is communicating with Putin. That needs to continue to go forward. But it's very much like the Saudi Arabia situation. We want a relationship with Russia. It's in our interest to try and have communication and relationship with Russia. They've made that very hard through the poisoning of the Skripals in the UK, through the fact that we had to go and expel the Russian diplomats. There's been all of these different things that we've had to do, and from meddling in the elections. But we have to communicate what we will deal with and what we won't. And once we do that, we develop that relationship. And so there are times we have to be very hard on Russia. But someone asked me the question, is Russia a friend or a foe? My answer was, it depends on the day. And our goal is to hopefully have them be a friend more days than they're a foe. But it's not going to be because we're being soft on them. It's going to be because they want the relationship back and they are starting to act better in that way.
Obviously, they're a big challenge. Obviously, a nuclear-armed Iran is something the world could not tolerate. It's too dangerous. But my greater long-term fear would be China, and their military buildup has been massive. There's no doubt about it. But on the other hand, I mean, even this past week, we see that China is moving to make trade concessions with the president on automobiles, on soybeans, things that are important to our farmers, our manufacturers. But what's interesting is the relationship that the president has, because every time he's supposed to have a 45-minute meeting, it goes on for 4 or 5 hours. There seems to have been a rapport that has been established, and they even seem to have been helpful as it relates to North Korea. But long term, I don't know what to make of them.
I think that we have to always be cautious of China. But I think what has happened that has been so much better is the president and President Xi, they're actually friends. They get along. And for that reason, it hasn't been as hostile as it could be. But at the same time, the president's not going to back down and let China have an advantage. And I appreciate the strength that he's shown. I appreciate how he's continuing to push hard. It's what we need from America. They need to know that they can't steal our
intellectual property.
They need to know that they can't have unfair trade practices, and they need to know that we're watching them. And I think, you know, whether it's cyber or anything else, China is definitely a country to watch, and it's definitely a country that we have to decide what that relationship's going to look like. But I'll tell you, we're in a good place because at least the president has a communication with President Xi, and he has used it to express good things and bad things.
Yeah,
well,
very consequential.
There you go, and that is Nikki Haley talking with Sean Hannity. And again, those are very important comments to be heard here as to how we are actually getting along with China, because you won't hear the mainstream media telling you that. The mainstream media will tell you how bad things are and how we can't get this accomplished and that accomplished. But when you go in to have a 45-minute meeting and the meeting lasts 4 or 5 hours, that's a good sign. That's a good sign. Means they're getting along. Okay, we're coming right back with the first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
You know
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. He's going to pay the price for his conduct. The board of directors at CBS announced former CEO Les Moonves will not get his $120 million severance package. Moonves forced out in September following allegations of sexual misconduct. In other news, Comey on Capitol Hill, the former head of the FBI, James Comey, testifying in front of Republican lawmakers who have plenty of questions for him.
Last time, 245 times, he said he didn't know, couldn't remember, so we hope he answers more questions. I think I'm going to ask him about the Comey memos. You know, he did seven different memos back when he was meeting with the president, meeting with the chief of staff, so I'm going to ask him questions about things he wrote in there.
That's Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, who had hoped to get some answers out of Comey.
Remember, he called the Clinton investigation a matter. I think he mishandled both investigations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's like a bad break.
Weekday mornings at 9 on AM 930. The Answer.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this first edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to better serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, a suburb of Boston, and the other right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now listen up, guys and girls, if you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise, or a promotion, then I got a great idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. It's called the National Aviation Academy. And it's pretty simple as to what you can do. Schedule the tour at one of their locations. Schedule the tour. Costs nothing. and you'll find out what they're all about. Now, again, one location's in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, and they're increasing the size of that location because they're taking on more students there. And the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here at the Tampa Bay area. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, check them out online at naa.edu and then schedule a tour. Again, that's naa.edu and then schedule a tour. You can also call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And do it today. What do you got to lose? You got everything to gain. Tell them a captain sent you. Okay. The U.S. military says that it carried out 6 airstrikes in the Gondashish area of Somalia, which killed a total of 62 al-Shabaab extremist rebels. Now, this happened Monday. The U.S. military's Africa Command said it carried out 4 strikes on December 15th, in which 34 people were killed, and 2 more on December 16th, which killed 28. All the air attacks were in the Gondashi coastal area south of the capital, Mogadishu. No civilians were reported killed or injured in the attacks. And all 6 strikes were carried out in close coordination with Somalia's government. It said the airstrikes were conducted to prevent al-Shabaab from using remote areas as a safe haven to plot, direct, inspire, and recruit future attacks. So there you have the rest of the story. And who knows? Who knows, right? Who knows? But anyway, it is what it is. And there will be more, I'm sure, coming out of that area of the world. We'll just have to sit back and watch and see what happens. Now, the U.S. and Taliban were scheduled to meet yesterday in the United Arab Emirates, a Pakistani-arranged meeting between the U.S. and Taliban officials was held Monday at the UAE to push a political settlement in a war in Afghanistan. Now, we don't have any details at all about it. We'll wait and we'll see what we can find out. And Denise Simon may actually have some more information about that. In addition, the Army, Navy, and Missile Defense Agency are failing to take basic cybersecurity steps to ensure that information on Americans' ballistic missile defense system won't fall into nefarious hands, according to the Defense Department Inspector General, with an audit that was released last Friday. Not very good. The Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, speaking in an interview that aired on Sunday, said it was the first time that his Liberal government was looking for a way out of the multi-billion dollar arms deal with Saudi Arabia. And they are looking to get out of that because they're getting a lot of flack at home over that. In addition, top administration officials, including President Trump, scrambled this week to head off a Turkish attack against the U.S. Kurdish allies in northern Syria after the Turkish president, Erdogan, announced an imminent assault. Not smart on his part. Not smart on his part. And the commander of a Marine Special Forces Task Force said that conditions on the ground are improving for the return of the U.S. diplomatic mission to Libya 6 years after a devastating attack on the American consulate in Benghazi left 4 Americans dead. We'll see if they actually do that. And, oh, by the way, about 750 active duty service members deployed amongst the U.S.-Mexican border in Texas and Arizona have returned to their home bases. U.S. Northern Command announced that. These are not military police people. These are supply and infrastructure folks that were there to do something totally different. And the president is reviewing the case of the former U.S. Army Green Beret who's being charged with murder, raising questions about the possibility that he could actually jeopardize the ongoing military legal proceedings. Well, Denise and I are going to talk about this at length because this major, Matthew Goldstein, shot and killed an Afghan man after an informant told him that he built bombs for the Taliban that killed American military personnel where they were at in Afghanistan. And I don't have any problems with this for one simple reason. Who knows? Who knows? But this is like Lieutenant Colonel Alan West when he got into trouble in Iraq and they were going to charge him. They were going to court-martial him for doing what he did to get information from somebody. They knew they were going to get ambushed from their interpreters, but they didn't know where. And they captured one of the bad guys, and he fired a .45 off beside his head in close quarters and said, "The next one's going in you unless you tell me what I need to know." And he scared him to the point to where he actually did tell him. And a lot of us got on the side of Colonel West, Lieutenant Colonel West, and helped get him out of the mess that he was in, because to us that made perfect sense that you were saving the life and lives of many of your men by getting the information by whatever means you could without actually physically torturing the guy. Firing a gun next to his head is nothing. Nothing. You don't believe me? That's how we learn in some cases. That's how we used to learn. I don't know if they're doing it anymore. By the way, the Army is testing new ways to enable its artillery to shoot many miles farther as the U.S. military prepares for the possibility of large-scale conflict after years of focusing on counterinsurgency warfare. And we'll keep our eyes on that. Also, the battalion commander who tried to withhold holiday time off for recruiters who didn't make their quotas has been disciplined. The Army Recruiting Command is undermanned and tasked with filling a large gap of recruits after missing last year's goal. And though the service is trying to fill those recruiter slots and coming up with a new marketing to get young Americans into the door, there have been a handful of drastic measures floated around this year. The most recent one came from the Army Recruiting in Mid-Atlantic, where they were not going to give them time off during the holidays for recruiters who didn't make their quotas. That's kind of like the Grinch that stole Christmas, isn't it? Yeah, I think so. By the way, the Navy stood up its first squadron that will field the CMV-22B, the Titans of Fleet Logistics Multi-Mission Squadron, VRM-30, will be the first unit to field the replacement for the Navy's fleet of C-2A Greyhound carrier onboard delivery aircraft, known as COD. So there you go. All right, we're coming back with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, right after these messages, top of the hour. So don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Debt free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I went out with just a little boy.
party. That's Creedence Clearwater Revival, born on a bayou. By the way, if you were born on a bayou and you're traveling through the bayous today, you're going to be traveling in pea soup fog. And Catwoman and Road Dog told us that the route that they're on in Texas, they had a lot of fog where they were at right now, and that looks like it's the case down towards Laredo. You've got fog now that's expanded out to Laredo from Brownsville, from Harlingen, and Edinburgh up to Laredo. Fog all the way down through there. And fog up to Houston, fog across Louisiana, halfway across, not quite into New Orleans, but it looks like it could be there shortly because the fog is definitely spreading that direction. And if you're up on I-20, you got fog all the way across from central Mississippi to Louisiana to, let's see here, over into Arkansas, southern Arkansas, and then again I-20 and I-30, both up towards Little Rock, and I-20 again in Texas to about Longview, Texas, and then you'll run out of it. And southern Oklahoma, you got fog there too. So that's where the heavy fog is tonight. Snow right now way up in the northeastern part of Maine. That's the only snow I see to bother you. Got a little bit of rain along the coastline of North Carolina. A little bit of rain in southern Tennessee, south to Jackson. A little bit of rain and some windy conditions in the eastern part of West Virginia right now. And going up on I-90, you got some rain in North Dakota. But if you're headed to Seattle, you're going to have to hang iron over the 4th of July. It looks like Coeur d'Alene and also possibly, Snoqualmie, because it's red right now, which means chain law restrictions in. But there's snow in all the higher elevations of Washington State, certainly Idaho and Montana and Wyoming. Snow in the higher elevations of Wyoming, I-80. You'll have mixed precipitation tonight, windy conditions as well. California, not looking too bad out there. Looking good in Arizona, New Mexico, Florida, not looking bad down here. Georgia, looking pretty good in Georgia. And I-95 all the way up to New Jersey. I don't see anything weather-wise to really bother you. So there you go. And, oh, by the way, don't forget that you serve, you save at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey and Crystal River. That means all vehicles, new Nissan vehicles there, you get for preferred pricing, which saves you thousands of dollars. Now, let me give you an example. On the Nissan Titan, the 2018 Titan, similar to the one that I'm driving, $10,428 off the list price right now. And if you tell them the captain sent you, you get another $500. The Armada, the big SUV, $10,496 off list. The Maxima, the nice big fancy sedan, $8,328 off the list there. And again, in every case, tell them the captain sent you, that's another $500 off. And Moss Family Automotive consists of the dealerships of Moss Nissan, Crystal River, and Newport Richey. Also, Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs, where you get free oil changes for the life of the vehicle, free tire rotations, and Moss Care as well. Total peace of mind in owning a certified pre-owned vehicle that you buy at wholesale prices. And then you got Moss Family Chevrolet in Tampa, located at 16414 Northdale Mabry Highway in Tampa, where everybody is getting the Chevrolet employee discount. So check them out online or give them a call, 727-815-3095 or 813-969-2600. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's an immediate $500 off whatever it is that you're going to buy. So there you go. Works good for me if it works good for you. Now, Denise Simon will be calling in here in just a minute or so. And when she does, we're going to talk about a couple of things right off the bat. One of them is the Army Green Beret Major, Matthew Goldstein, who is in trouble for shooting a bad guy. But the bad guy found out who his person was that ID'd him and was going to kill the guy, was making off to go kill the guy, tribal leader. And the major took it upon himself to stop this bad guy before he got a chance to get there and do anything of the kind, which I don't have a problem with that. And he's already admitted back in 2011 to the CIA that this happened, explained to it what it was. Now, the Army reprimanded him at that time, but did not charge him with murder. Now, suddenly, we've got this charge that's popped up. All right, well, here's Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. I've just let everybody into the Army Green Beret Major Matthew Goldstein and what's going on there.
Okay, good. It appears that he was exonerated, I think, 2 years ago by the initial
military. 2010. That's what I got right here in front of me. Yep.
I think that's when he shot this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the military, in their inquiry, completed it 2 to 3 years ago. I don't know what the exact dates are. But because he applied to get a job with the CIA and during a polygraph test, there were some kind of questions that he answered in it that he acknowledged that he had killed a Taliban bomb maker is when the inquiry ended up getting reopened again. And so now they're going for a full, I think they've already done the full investigation, but now they're going into a court-martial.
Yeah, that started in 2016, but he feared the bomb maker would kill the tribal leader who had identified him.
Correct.
And that's why he did what he did.
Well, the big issue here is this. This bomb maker was detained in an Afghanistan detention location. It's some kind of a temporary base, but every base there is essentially temporary. And because of the rules of engagement and because the Taliban, I mean, because the, not Taliban, but the Afghan military isn't a what we call well-oiled machine, this cat was released. And when he found out he was released, I don't know all the particulars because I don't want to say too much to get it wrong. He determined that he was responsible for killing two of the Marines. So he apparently sought this guy out and killed him. I guess the military considers that murder.
Well, we'll soon know, won't we? But anyway, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon. By the way, today's the day Lieutenant General Flynn finds out what happens to him, and we may even have some more excitement going on in D.C. We'll tell you all about it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call in.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Public Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.